33. Billy Singer was seated on one couch. Ed Barone was across from him on the other. Two other guys were seated on the floor in front of the fireplace. White guys, dark clothes, like they'd been raised to be perps. Both with that sullen perp stare Jesse had been looking at his whole cop life. As soon as Jesse and Molly had stepped into the room, Singer and Barone began trying to outshout and outcurse each other before Jesse snapped at them to both shut the fuck up. "You can't talk to me that way," Singer and Barone said almost in the same moment. "Just did," Jesse said. In a much quieter voice, Crow said, "I felt threatened by the two desperados on the floor." "Explains why you were forced to draw your weapon," Jesse said. "Practically feared for my life, not ashamed to say," Crow said. The guy on the floor without the hat said, "Bullshit." Jesse ignored him. "Who brought you two boys to the dance?" Jesse said, to the two in front of the fireplace. "They work for me," Singer said. Jesse said to Crow, "You ever meet them before?" "Not till now," Crow said. "You need more muscle than Crow?" Jesse said to Billy Singer. "Seriously? What, the Navy SEALs were busy?" "Needs more muscle now," Crow said. "I just put in my papers." "Fuck off, Crow," Singer said. And Crow put eyes on him until Singer turned away. Barone got up off the couch. "I'm out of here," he said. "Sit down," Jesse said, with enough snap in his voice that Ed Barone hesitated just briefly before doing just that. "I assume your friends over there are no longer armed," Jesse said to Crow. "Not now, they're not," he said, and pointed with his own gun at the two Beretta long guns at his feet. "Who fired the shots?" Molly said. "I did, when they wouldn't behave," Crow said. Everything quieted down considerably after that. Jesse noticed the holes in the wall, one on either side of the fireplace. "Am I allowed to speak?" Billy Singer said. Molly walked over and picked up the guns. "Before you do," Jesse said to Singer, "maybe you can explain what you're doing here together, Ed and you, since we're all under the impression that the two of you get along about as well as cats in a sack. And I've heard each of you talk endless shit about the other." "Why aren't you arresting him?" Barone said, pointing at Crow. "He's the one who walked in and started waving a gun around." "Due time," Jesse said. "And for the time being, I'm talking to our host." "Host this," Billy Singer said. Jesse sighed. "Did you invite Ed here?" Jesse said. "As a matter of fact, I did," Singer said. "And why is that?" Jesse said. "None of your business," Barone said. "I could shoot him, you want," Crow said. Jesse turned back to Singer. "You were saying?" "I just decided," Singer said, "that with everything going on in this town all of a sudden, maybe the best thing was for us to stop talking at each other in the media and just go to neutral corners before somehow this whole thing becomes even more of a shit show than it already is. And we lose the people on the board who want the thing to go through." "A reasonable enough sentiment," Molly said. Barone looked at her as if he'd forgotten she was still in the room. "I was talking to your boss," he said to Molly, dismissively. At least she didn't shoot him. "Same as talking to me," Jesse said. Crow had his own gun at his side, pointing at the floor. Jesse could have asked for it, but he knew it would only be for show, and to make Singer and Barone and the two mutts feel better about things. "Anyway, it's what we were talking about when Cochise burst through the door," Barone said. Singer said to Crow, "What the hell were you even doing here in the first place?"
"I was following Big Ed here for the fun of it," Crow said.
"Because you're such a fun guy," Singer said.
Crow ignored him. "Then Mr. Ed shows up, after I've listened to him talk the same shit you have. So I got the idea that somehow you've been playing me, Billy. And then, as an added bonus, I found out that two guys, who might be the two guys shot at the chief and me the other night, might very well be working for you." I got no idea what you're talking about, but if I did, I'd tell you that I hit what I aim at, asshole, one of the guys on the floor said. Shut up, the other one said. You send these two geniuses to search Neil O'Hara's house tonight, Jesse said. I've got no idea what you're talking about, or why I'd even want to know that, Singer said. This thing has gotten too hot, and I finally decided to bring in Sammy and Roy here as bodyguards.
Or really shitty home invaders, Crow said.
Blow me, one of the guys on the floor said. You believe what you want to, Stone, Singer said. But this was a business meeting. All this has ever been from the start is a business trip for me. I don't know anything about houses getting broken into, or Neil O'Hara, or the dead tree hugger, or anything else. And if you don't have any other questions, I'd appreciate you getting the hell out of my house.
He started to say something else, but stopped himself. A big Vegas hotshot like you, Billy, Crow said. Now I'm wondering if you're looking for a way to run some kind of side game.
And just how do I plan to do that? Singer said.
Don't know yet, Crow said. But if you are, one of us will figure it out.
Us? Molly said.
Jesse turned to her and said, Relieve Mr. Cromarty of his weapon, and then cuff him.
Finally, Ed Barone said.
Crow handed Molly his gun and turned his back to her.
You have the right to remain silent, Molly said.
I think of it more as a privilege, Crow said.